Good morning, everyone. How are you? You made it here at 8:30. Congratulations. On a Monday morning in New Orleans, that has to be some sort of accomplishment worthy of note. Welcome to our session. You're in Ground Gain, Strategies for Sustaining Advances Made in Performance Improvement. And if you came because of the printed program, you may be slightly confused. We've had a few speaker changes, so we'll let you know about those right now. First of all, I'm not Harold Peets, I'm Teresa Dobb. I do work with Harold Peets at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, where we are both in the Division of Public Health Performance Improvement. Joining me today are Jennifer McKeever from the National Network of Public Health Institutes and Ron Bialik from the Public Health Foundation. So your online program has all the appropriate updates. You can link to presenter bios, the presentations, and everything else about this session. But before we get started, I want to take a few minutes and ask who's joined us today. So let's start with state, territorial, local public health practice. Who in here works with a state health department? You're local. Okay, we have one local person and another. More, yeah. Throw the hands up and take a look around. Great. And so does that mean everybody else is in other? Okay. So what is other? Academic? Institutions, let's see those hands. Nonprofit organizations, yes. You're both. Okay. Do we miss any consulting firm? Okay, great. Well, we do welcome you all. Thank you very much for being in this session. Let me take a moment to say that none of the presenters today had any disclosures to make. So we have that to offer. Let me also take a minute to do justice to the bios that Jennifer and Ron have presented. So Jennifer is the Associate Director for Public Health Improvement at the National Network of Public Health Institutes. She's worked there for 9 years, overseeing NNPHI's work related to performance improvement and community health improvement. And because I've known Jennifer for those 9 years, I can tell you she is a little bit of a cat lady, and she loves running. She's not at all catty. But she did mention that before the session as well. So let's move on to Mr. Bialik, who has a wonderful sense of humor, so be careful there are no practical jokes during this session. Ron is president of the Public Health Foundation. He's focused PHF's efforts on developing and implementing innovative strategies for improving performance of public health agencies and systems. So initiatives that he has overseen include developing performance management and quality improvement tools and training for public health professionals. He's developed consensus on the core competencies for public health professionals through the Council on Linkages and helped create the nation's most comprehensive public health learning management network, known as TRAIN. So here is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to cover some of the previous initiatives, so some of the drivers for performance improvement in public health that have brought us here. So at the end of the session, we hope you'll be connected or reconnected to some of those. We'll also talk about some of the lessons learned from recent work, particularly around taking a look at developing a National Association for Public Health Improvement Professionals. And then finally, we'll talk about some of the possibilities and opportunities for sustaining and advancing the work of performance improvement in public health through the workforce. So let me go first through improving the performance of public health and say that the work that we're going to talk about today is really grounded in this model, the model that the work that's done within health departments and the public health system of partners that health departments have, our community partners, all of which is driven by the public health workforce, really strengthens the operational capacity or infrastructure of the public health system from top to bottom, which impacts every community activity or program that that system produces, which ultimately leads to the outcomes we all want to see: better health, fewer disparities, and better preparedness. So the approach that we take to this work is that the investments we make up front in the workforce and the systems and the agencies and the partners leads to the better outcomes that we're all working to achieve. So here is the very brief history that I promised. Let's say that largely these initiatives have been supported by CDC, or Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Is there anyone from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation who's joined us today? I want to make that acknowledgement if we have anyone. No? Okay, so the work over the past years has largely been driven by these organizations, including the Robert Wood Johnson and PHF work on the Turning Point Performance Management Excellence Collaborative. The performance management system framework came out of that work between 2000 and 2005, and it still is the framework that we refer to today and was updated in 2013 under PHF's leadership. So the National Public Health Performance Standards was work that CDC led along with many national partners to develop standards based around the 10 essential public health services for state and local public health systems and governing bodies. So that work preceded some of the work around National Public Health Agency accreditation and was really a driver for both the performance improvement in that work and the collaboration with others around it. And then from 2005 to 2011, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation worked with NNPHI to sponsor a multi-state learning collaborative, which, how many states, Jennifer, I should know this, 16 states participated in and made significant advances in performance improvement and quality improvement work. And then what happened in 2011 was something that all of these initiatives had been building toward, which was the launch of the National Public Health Accreditation Effort. And I think we have somebody from FAB in the room. Jessica Konstadt with the Public Health Accreditation Board is here. And so that is one of the biggest efforts driving the work currently as agencies seek to strengthen their work and achieve accreditation for public health. And then the National Public Health Improvement Initiative is something that came about in 2010. I'll talk a little bit more about that. It gets its own slide a little bit later on. So taking us to where we are now, I'm going to go through each of these initiatives very briefly, but I have them on this one slide just to help indicate where they're focused, so where they're kind of putting their attention in terms of performance improvement. So there are a whole set of initiatives and activities that really get to improving the agency itself, the state, local, territorial health department, or the system in which that agency is part. And then there are a couple of initiatives that focus on strengthening and building capacity among the workforce, the public health improvement workforce. So back to NPHI. So NPHI, what National Public Health Improvement Initiative, fondly referred to as NPHI, was an Affordable Care Act funded initiative started in 2012, funded for a total of $141.1 million over 4 years. So NPHI ended last year, but some of the agencies and organizations have funding that will carry them through 5 years. So we'll continue to see the impact and work of NPHI through those sites, but also through some of the infrastructure that NPHI helped bring and some of the improvement that they've made, and that we hope, working with you, working with each other, to be able to sustain part of the focus of the session. So with NIFI, there were 73 STILT, state, territorial, local, tribal health departments that were funded, and five national partners, including NNPHI, NPHF, and a few others that were funded to help support the work of these sites. So the Performance Improvement Manager, the PIM, was an important workforce position in the NIFI project, and there was a network of Performance Improvement Managers that were established. Are there any PIMs or former PIMs in the room? Did any of you from states know your PIM? Okay. So that many states still have that position, so somebody that you can connect with on the performance improvement work if you're interested. So the PIMs help focus the work on increasing efficiencies in their systems, improving effectiveness, and increasing readiness for a national accreditation. I mentioned how important the role of the PIM is. So we realize that performance improvement work in public health does not happen by accident. It requires a plan and skilled people to implement that plan and related activities. And for NIFI, the performance improvement manager was that person, that skilled person to help advance the work. So NIFI actually required a full-time, named or hired, performance improvement manager at each grantee site. So we went further to recommend that the PIMs be positioned at the executive or senior level of their organization, which did happen in most of the sites. And this was really with the idea that NIFI, we knew from the beginning, was an initiative. It was not a program. It was not a project. It was an initiative to catalyze a lot of this work. And the feeling was the best success is to have the competent person, have them well positioned, and give them resources and capacity to run. So the PIMs did run. They led work on completing systems assessment, preparing for accreditation, establishing performance management and quality improvement systems, and then coordinating agency-wide performance management and quality improvement activities. And they had a significant measure of success over the 4 years of the project. 11% of them have already achieved national accreditation. 41% of them are working toward accreditation, arguably more because this 41% only counts those that are in the EFAB system. Jessica and Fab can't tell us by name who's in the system, but can tell us by number. So we know 41% have made it that far. 84% actually established an office focused on performance improvement, so that became part of their organization's operational structure. And of those that undertook increased efficiency and effectiveness activities, 63% of them demonstrated some success there, and 89% demonstrated improved effectiveness in different areas. So National Voluntary Program Accreditation Program, really what to say about this is it's a co-funded activity between CDC and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, providing the support to get it launched. It started in 2011, and it really did not come about only because of the work at the national level. There was considerable, throughout the many years of building FAB and the work related to it, considerable practitioner input through a number of committees and testing in the field. So there are a few initiatives as well to support accreditation readiness currently. One of those is the Accreditation Support Initiative. That's funded by CDC and administered by NACHO. So over the past 3 years, $3.7 million have gone out through 78 awards, primarily to local health departments, but in the first year, some organizations that supported health departments were funded as well. And this is really about focusing on accreditation across the spectrum. So everything from getting people to move from that I'm not quite thinking about it stage to contemplation, and then action and application. So one of the ways we like to talk about it is we're both helping people get on the field of play related to accreditation, but also to cross the goal lines. I hope that works, that sports analogy. It seems to work for sports people. But the idea is we're really creating that spectrum of movement for accreditation readiness. This is complemented by another initiative that CDC supports along with APHA, and this is the Affiliate Award Program. It's really complementary to ASI, except it focuses only on the state-level organization, the APHA affiliate, in different states. So there have been 18 affiliates funded since 2002. It's something that's open to all APHA affiliates, of which there are 53. And the goals really remain to advance accreditation within the state, including the local health departments, and to help them get the resources and tools they need to move their accreditation work along. So the Gaining Ground initiative is managed by NNPHI with support from Robert Wood Johnson, and it's a two-year initiative that funds coalitions in seven states to stimulate accreditation readiness and support performance improvement there. So we'll be hearing more about that initiative from Jennifer. And then moving back to think about some of the work that CDC has going on that can help agencies move their performance improvement work along is the Preventive Health and Health Services Block Grant. It is the most flexible source of federal funding that CDC has to offer. It's flexible in that if there's a Healthy People 2020 objective related to the work that the state wants to undertake, the block grant funding can be used to support that. So it was created in 1982 and has been funded since, and there are currently 61 grantees. So all 50 states, the District of Columbia, 8 territories, and 2 tribes benefit. In 2014, the most recent fiscal year, it's, I think, interesting for those of us in this room to note that infrastructure-related objectives were the second largest category of funding from the block grant. So coming in at 22% and about almost $30 million going towards objectives related to public health infrastructure. So continuing to think about CDC's support for the work in the field, many of you probably know that the primary way that CDC gets money to states to do work in public health is through funding opportunity announcements. So CDC has money, they put out a funding opportunity announcements, and states apply for that funding. So there is a fact sheet that describes this further, but essentially beginning in fiscal year 13, there's some standard template and language that allowed for states to describe where they were in their accreditation process and describe how that particular award could support their efforts in accreditation, whether it was meeting standards and measures related to accreditation, the work was somehow related, or advancing accreditation through FAB in some way. So that is permissible as long as the applicant makes the connection for those funds and projects. So another current activity is the COFI Open Forum for Quality Improvement in Public Health, another NNPHI administered opportunity funded by Robert Wood Johnson, where people come together couple of times a year to explore and share about quality improvement and identify emerging contemporary advances in public health that we can learn from each other and grow. The next one happens to be in March of 2015. The link is at the bottom of this slide, and we'll hope to see some of you in San Antonio, Texas for that. Another workforce-focused activity is the Public Health Improvement Training, also co-sponsored by CDC and NNPHI. So this trains about 200 people a year, hands-on training, to help improve the knowledge and skills among the workforce in accreditation, performance improvement, health assessment and improvement planning, That's the place where once a year you can come for training. And if you want to come back to New Orleans in June, check out the link at the bottom of the page, and you'll be able to register for that training. Not yet, but check back. You'll find it. So I'm going to begin now to turn to Jennifer and Ron to talk about some of the emerging strategies for sustaining this work that I've been speaking about and doing more than sustaining it, nourishing it, and helping it grow. So Jennifer's going to talk a little bit about the Public Health Performance Improvement Professionals Association feasibility study and a training and technical assistance environmental scan that have been happening this year. And then we'll turn it to Ron to talk about the public health improvement core competencies. So we have that coming up. Before I step away, I just want to let you know that I've linked to all the activities and efforts that I've talked about on this slide, so you can follow up with them here. And of course, my contact information is on the final slide.